The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to latest job opportunities across various sectors with Ramya. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate competitive job market. The Government of India, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Directorate of Marketing and Inspection, Faridabad, announces the recruitment of 4 posts of stenographers, Grade 1, Sub-Office Cadre, Group B, Non-Gazetted. These positions are available at various regional offices including Guntur, Mumbai, Kolkata and Lucknow. The selected candidates will be offered a pay band of 9,300 to 34,800 rupees along with a grade pay of 4,200 rupees. Applications must reach the Under Secretary Administration at the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Faridabad, within 60 days from the publication date in the Employment Newspaper. Interested candidates who meet the eligibility criteria for deputation are encouraged to visit the directorate's website at www.dmi.gov.in for the detailed eligibility requirements. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS Guwahati, invites applications from Indian nationals for the recruitment of medical physicist Group A non-faculty under direct recruitment. The position offers a pay level of 10 as per the 7th CPC, amounting to 56,100 rupees to 1,77,500 rupees. The application deadline is set for 30 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Interested candidates are encouraged to check the official website www.aimsguwahati.ac.in. The National Institute of Design, NID, Assam, an institution of national importance established by the Government of India, is inviting applications for the post of registrar on a deputation basis. This position is extendable yearly for a maximum of 5 years. The institute seeks high-caliber administrators with relevant qualifications and experience. For detailed information regarding the application process and to submit your application, please visit the websites www.nidj.ac.in or www.ncs.gov.in. The last date for submission of online applications is 1st of December 2024. The Department of Posts, Ministry of Communication, Government of India is seeking applications for the position of Assistant Engineer Civil on a deputation basis. A total of 7 vacancies are available, with the post offering a level 7 pay scale as per the 7th CPC. Eligible candidates currently working in the central or state government, PSUs or autonomous statutory bodies are encouraged to apply. Interested applicants must submit their application in the prescribed format to the Chief Engineer 1, Dak Bhavan, New Delhi, within 45 days from the publication date in the Employment News. Detailed information regarding the application process can be found on the India Post website www.indiapost.gov.in. The National Projects Construction Corporation Limited, NPCC, a mini Ratna category for Government of India Enterprise, is seeking dynamic and result-oriented professionals for various positions within its finance department at locations across India and abroad. With a robust engagement in engineering construction, planning and project management across sectors such as industrial infrastructure, thermal, hydroelectric and more, NPCC is committed to excellence. They are inviting applications for the roles of manager and deputy manager finance, offering competitive pay scales and the opportunity to be part of a leading consultancy. Candidates should possess essential qualifications in CA or CMA or MBA finance, along with relevant post-qualification experience, with a commitment to institutional finance, budgetary planning, and project costing. Successful candidates will play a pivotal role in managing financial operations. Interested applicants are encouraged to find further details and apply within 30 days of this advertisement in the Employment News by visiting the website npcc.gov.in/home.aspx. Indian Railway Finance Corporation Limited invites applications for one post of Personnel Staff Officer PSO to CMD. For further details of qualification, experience, age limit and other criteria, please visit the website www.irfc.co.in in career section. Updates will only be available on the website of the company. The last date for submitting the application is 3rd December 2024. Indo-Tibetan Border Police Force invites applications from eligible male and female Indian citizens to fill up 15 vacancies of inspector, Hindi translator on temporary basis, likely to be permanent in ITBPF. Selected candidates will be liable to serve anywhere in India or abroad. The vacancies are tentative and may increase or decrease without any notice. Any change in the number of vacancies will be intimated through ITBPF recruitment website, which is recruitment.itbpolice.nic.in. Applications are invited to fill up the post of Director Engineering in Development Wing in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, by deputation, including short-term contract. Details regarding educational qualifications, experience, etc., together with application form, can be downloaded from the website of Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, that is www.shipmin.gov.in, from the link Important Announcements under the link Vacancy. Applications of the willing and eligible officers may be sent within 60 days from the date of publication of this circular in Employment News. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the employment newspapers or go on to their website, which is www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep shining for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.